where Milford comes for news and talk.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
Now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show and to a segment that I'm so pleased to be able to bring to you on Friday mornings, so that we can feel good about each other as we approach our weekend, as we inhale and exhale, and try and pay it forward and be our best selves. This is where you get to tell us your stories of how someone was kind to you and made a difference in your life. And please be part of this at 203-333-9422. You can call me at 203-333-9422. I want to hit the phones running. Let's go to Anthony from Westport. Hi, Anthony. Welcome today, and thanks for calling.
Hi. Oh, good morning. This is a little story. It happened a few years ago, but it meant a lot to me. I was walking to the store. And I put money in my pocket to buy some grab bag gifts for a holiday thing at school where I worked. And I got in the store, and in every aisle, there was a woman. And we kept kind of getting in each other's way. And she seemed to be rude. Maybe I was rude, too. But it kept happening throughout the store. And as I was walking, I was thinking, gosh, we want peace in the world, and I can't get along with someone shopping for holiday gifts. And so I went to pay for my stuff, and I know that I didn't bring my wallet. I had my money in my pocket, and I noticed I was short some money. So I said, you know, I'll come back. The woman was behind me. She said, let me buy that for you. Not that much. It was a woman that I had the issue with, and I thought, I was saying, oh, God, you know. Well, anyway, the point is, it just turned right around, and I thanked her. And we didn't really apologize exactly to each other, but her generosity was very heartwarming, and I'd never forgotten it.
Yeah, and you know what, Anthony? What's interesting, so tell me why you think you've never forgotten that story.
Well, a few reasons. One is, here I was thinking someone was so awful, and maybe I was being awful too, but I think my thought turned it around too. When her thought turned it around, and it was about the kindness and the love, you know, kind of a love of humanity and generosity. Yeah. And can I tell you one quick other thing?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This happened recently, and I was in Fresh Market, and, you know, they have little carts, their shopping carts. And so I bought milk and eggs and cookies. You know, I know exactly what I bought. Walked away from the cart. As I came back, a woman was putting soda under my cart, you know, like a lot of heavy soda. And I said, I'm sorry, this is my cart. And she said, no, it's mine. I said, no, that's my juice. Those are my cookies. I mean, I know exactly what I want. She said, no. So I said to myself, you know what? Let her have the cart. That soda was heavy. I walked away. As I walked down the aisle, I saw my cart. We bought exactly the same things. I went immediately over to her, and I said, I want to apologize. And when she saw that we had the same thing, she started laughing so hard, and she said, boy, we both have good taste, don't we? I said, I'm really sorry.
Hilarious.
We both did exactly the same thing.
That's funny.
But I didn't get angry. My thought was not to get angry, to say I let it go about it being my cart. I thought, you know, the woman needs it, and I was wrong. She was right. But anyway, little story.
Yeah. No, but these are good stories because they are complete strangers to you, and the impact of these casual kinds of acts of consideration as we go through our day make all the difference, Anthony. They make all the difference.
Well, I listen to you every day. Love your show. I just love hearing David Freeman's song being played in the background, too.
Me too. And by the way, he's coming on Monday. You know why? Because Lucy Arnaz is his very dear friend. Lucy Arnaz, obviously the daughter of Desi, and mm-hmm. she's coming on to talk about the podcasts of Lucille Ball that are available right. on Sirius. So I'm going to have Radio, David on yeah. and Lucy on. Oh, that's right, Anthony. You called here. Because you called when you were when David was on. You're a student of his. That's right. Now I remember yeah. Anthony from Westport. Thank you very much, Anthony. Let's go to the other callers. We are talking about the kindness of strangers. Let's go to Betty from Comac, Long Island. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show. Good morning. What's your story?
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. So, sadly, my dad passed away a little bit over 2 weeks ago, my Abba, also from
I'm
Israel.
So sorry.
Thank you. And a Holocaust survivor, proud American, proud Israeli. Legacy beyond belief. And so traditionally at the end of sitting Shiva, we go back to the cemetery after 7 days. And I was heading back with my mom and my aunt, his sister, and it was pouring rain, pouring. And we just could not find where he was buried because at this point it's just like a marker. And the rain was beating down on us and there was just not a person in sight. So I in the distance, I saw a truck with an employee, I guess a grave digger you'd call him, sitting behind the wheel. And I took my umbrella and I walked all the way to him. I explained the situation and I told him my father's name by chance. He happened to have a clipboard that he had not gotten rid of his paperwork. And he said, oh, I know exactly where he is. I helped a week ago. And he got out of his truck, no umbrella, no raincoat, walked my mom and aunt and I all the way to his grave, which was really not nearby. We were definitely not near it. Stood back until we were finished, saying our goodbyes, and then walked us back to our car. And an act of kindness, but most of all, he just took time out of his day to do something. He could have pointed, you know, he could have told us where to go. But he escorted us, and it really just changed the whole experience for us. It was so helpful.
Wow.
And so I don't know if, you know, anyone is thinking about how they're helping someone one day, but it really can change everything about what they're going through.
Yeah, it really can, because it was a sad moment in the pouring rain. You just lost your dad, your mom just lost her husband, and he was so special.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, it is, and it's the company of a stranger in that moment that makes you feel like there's somebody else out there who might have some sympathy for what you're going through. And it does, it changes
things. Right, and he could have just pointed at a, you know, in the direction, but he actually chose to stand back, give us our time, and then make sure, you know, that we got comfortably back to our car. And when we got in, my mom and I were just so emotional, my aunt saying, you know, what a blessing on a day like today to have someone just take that time out and, you know, a stranger show the support that, you know, we all as human beings should be giving to each other unconditionally. So just wanted to share
Thank
that.
You, Betty.
It's a big deal.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you for sharing it and our condolences for the loss of your dad. But thank you very much for calling today. Appreciate it. Let's go to David from Orange. David, what is your story about the kindness of strangers?
Hi, how are you? You were saying something about angels, and my father, he's passed away about 11 years ago, but he grew up in Detroit in the 50s, and he told me a story. He says, you know, son, one day this guy walked by my house and knocked on the door. He says, hey, is your father home? He says, yeah, let me get him. He gets his father, my grandfather, to the door and says, hey, you got smoke coming out of your attic there. So sure enough, they all went up to the attic and there was a fire. And they called the fire department. And the guy was talking about how, you know, he's from the neighborhood. He lived the next street over and everything. And then when he said that, they looked around and he disappeared. He was gone. And my grandfather worked for law enforcement. He was a sketch artist. He's a really good artist. I never met the person. I just heard stories about my father has told them about him. And he did the sketch artist of the guy, and he actually put paper, posters all over the neighborhood trying to find this guy to thank him because he saved his family's life. He saved my aunt, my father, my grandmother, and grandfather.
Wow.
And
wow.
I was very moved by that. Like, you know, and I also, too, think that, you know, there are angels out there because if you're going through a tough time or you need to make a decision and you're by yourself, you're out of nowhere, somebody comes up and starts talking to you about certain things, and then it's, wow, like somebody sent him down there or her to help you through that decision or, you know, things that you're going through. And it's like, wow, you know, and then maybe give you a, you know, a nudge to go left or right. Depends on where you want to go.
That's a very beautiful story, David. You know, that's such a beautiful story. And there, but for that angel stranger, you would not be born.
No. And I have another quick story, too. And it's kind of like, I've always believed that if you help someone, someone's going to help you. And I've always lived by that. I was a volunteer fireman. I'm an EMT. And actually, I was in the military, too.
You're a professional. You're a professional do-gooder with a big heart helping other people. Now we know who you are.
My mom and dad, you know, they brought me up right. And then real quick, you know, in 1991, I was in Korea. I was in the Army. And I went up to Seoul. It was probably like 55 miles north of Seoul. So I took a train. I had a ticket. I went to somebody's house for Thanksgiving dinner. Friends of the family that were stationed over there too. And I was coming back to the station, to the train station in Seoul, to go back south because I had to be. I was in a little small part in a play, and I had to get on this train. And I ran out of Korean money. I didn't have any, and the guy wouldn't give me a ticket. So this Korean gentleman came over and said, "Excuse me, sir, you need a ticket?" I said, "Yeah, I don't have any money." He gave me the money. He bought me my train ticket.
Wow.
So anytime that I go to the train station or somebody needs help buying a ticket, sometimes I buy it for them or I help them. Or because, you know, somebody's going to help you when you need it the most, and you have to return the favor.
That's right. 100% that pay it forward thing. You know, I have a little variation on the theme, David. You know what I think? I think that if I help someone, that someone will help someone in my life that needs help. And it may not be me. It may be one of my children. But I'm very selfish that way. When I do a good deed for someone, I say a little prayer to God. Okay, God, I don't need the help. I'm good. Can you please help my daughter? Can you please help my son? Can you please help my parents, my husband? That's what I want you to do for me. I'm good. Just help somebody in my life that needs help.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's the same kind of thing.
Well, if there was more people out there in the world, the world would be a nicer place to live, you know?
Well, I think you make it a nicer place, David. I do. I have that feeling from you. I can hear it. I know it. Thank you very much for the call. I love your story. I love that story. Maybe it was an angel. I love that story. All right. We got a bunch more people that want to tell us about the kindness of strangers. Let us go to Jack from Shelton. Hi, Jack. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. I just want to tell you, first of all, your show is amazing, and this segment is amazing. And
You like it? Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And I was calling with a story, and I heard the gentleman before you, and it just reminded me of a story my grandmother told me years back. It probably goes back to the 40s or 50s, and she was at home, and there was a knock at the door, and there was a gentleman at the door, very disheveled, and I guess, you know, looked like what we would call a homeless person now. And he knocked on the door and asked my grandmother if he could have a glass of water. And she said, of course. It was a different time back then. She let him in the house, and she said, are you hungry? Would you like a sandwich? And she said, sit at the table. So he sat at the kitchen table, and she turned around and started preparing, you know, getting a glass of water and preparing the sandwich. And she turned around, and he was gone, disappeared. No way out of the house. Because the kitchen table was up against the wall. He would have had to pass by her. And my grandmother always said, she said, I think I was being tested. She said, you know,
really?
that this person maybe was an angel or whatever, or somehow God was testing me, you know. I often think of it, and it just reminded me when this, this gentleman told the story about the person in his neighborhood. Back about 30 years ago, almost 35, I guess, I was driving on the parkway with my wife and my three young children. And I had a Ford Aerostar, which was probably the original, I guess, family van back then. And I got a flat tire. It was pouring rain, and I was just getting off the parkway going onto Route 8. And the tires underneath the van, and so I had to get underneath to start taking it off. My three kids are standing underneath one umbrella that I had in the car, and my wife was getting soaked, and I was getting soaked, and all of a sudden a car pulled behind us. And a gentleman came out and he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Oh, geez, thanks." I said, "I just have to change the tire." He said, "Let me help you." He said, "Take care of your children and your wife." And in the pouring rain, he got the tire off, took my old tire off. There were no cell phones or anything back then to be able to call.
Unbelievable.
And he did the whole job. And I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "I don't know what to do or how to thank you." He said, "Just thank you is enough." He said, "You needed help and I'm passing by." And I said, "Can I pay you whatever?" So nothing. So it bothered me for days. I had taken down his marker plate as he was leaving. And I had a friend who was able to find out where he lived. And I said, "I have to do something." So I had no idea if this gentleman drank or whatever. But I went and bought a bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label. And I walked up to his house and he was in his backyard doing something. He didn't recognize me at first. And he said, "Can I help you?" I said, "You did." I said, "Do you remember the other day?" I said, "You know, when I was pouring out and you helped me." And he said, "Oh, my God." He said, "How did you find me?" I said, "Well, that's for me to know at this point, but I just had to do something for you." And the guy just came up to me and gave me a hug. And he said, "You didn't have to do this." And I said, "Well, you didn't have to do what you did." And it's something that, like I said, it's been 30, 35 years that I've never forgotten the outreach of a stranger like that. And it changed me. I mean, I've paid for people in the stores and done similar things and trying to help folks. And it was just really a life-changing moment for me. So anyway, that's the story.
Wow. It's a great story, Jack.
Yes, I know. I know.
It's a great story that the kindness of a stranger changed you. That's remarkable.
It did. I mean, and I won't forget it. You know, my kids, once in a while, we talk about it. They're in their 30s and 40s now, you know, but we talk about that day, you know, and you know, it turned out he wasn't, you know, an angel as we think of it, but he was an angel to me that day.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, none of us are all things, right? None of us are strictly good or bad or anything like that. We are very often defined by the small things we do for others, the way in which others remember us. We're all much more complex. So that's a great story, Jack. Thank you very much for telling it.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. And please keep up the great work on the show and this segment.
Thank you. All right, we will. We are going to be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. We have a few people holding who want to tell us stories about the kindness of strangers. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll try and get to everybody here at 203-333-9422, The Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.
If you're thinking about it, she's talking about it. Join the conversation at 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back. Thank you so much for participating. We're still talking about the kindness of strangers. We're going to be doing this segment every week at 11:30. So save up your stories and share how a stranger's kindness made your day, maybe even made your life. Let's go to Terry from Stratford. Hi, Terry. Thanks for holding and welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you very much for doing the show. It's not really a stranger story. We had kids up the street that were dumped by their mother with their grandmother. They totally ransacked the house. And my father, these kids would be out all hours of the day or night, hungry, no shoes. My father would feed them. And he was a single parent. My mom died when I was 14. The youngest kid was 3. And my mom was 37 at the time when she passed away. I think she was 42 or 41. But he would buy these kids shoes, feed them, get them school clothes. And I try and pay it forward. People were fishing at the store, and I look at them, I said, kindness is free. You can't, you know, nothing, you know. I buy kids lollipops at the store. I give them away at church. I have a box of 100 lollipops in my car. And I've got kids that give me hugs at church. And one child came up to me. He didn't see the bag of lollipops. He says, where is my lollipop? I says, Frankie, I'll give it to you when I go to communion. He says, okay. He gives the biggest hugs. And, you know, I'm friends with his grandmother. And his grandmother said, you don't know how much of an impact you've made on him. He's very hard to trust adults. And I said, I tell him every week, kindness is free. All you got to do is smile at somebody.
That's
and sometimes
true, Terry.
It makes their day. And
that's
last
right.
year, at the beginning of COVID, I happened to go by Bridgeport Hospital, and there were doctors and nurses with thank you signs. And I happened to go by an ambulance, fire, police, were pulling in and applauding them, brought tears to my eyes. And ever and sir, firemen and ambulance, I stopped
Terry,
them, and I say thank you to them, and they say, you don't know how much that means.
Thank you, Terry. Terry, I'm going to move on. I appreciate your call today. It's not the best connection, but I thank you, and we understood about how kindness is free and even a smile can change somebody's day. Let's go. Our last caller of the day is Sarah from Stratford. Hi, Sarah. Welcome and thanks for calling today.
Hi, Lisa.
What is your story? Hi.
Okay. I was on 95. I was going to Fairfield looking for a dress for my class reunion. I had a radio program on, Christian, and it talked about being kind to strangers and not to avoid
really?
Strangers and so forth. This is like 20 years ago. I belong to a prayer group, and I figured, gee, this will be good for one of our prayer sessions, but I got to get off the road. So I got off the road, and I went into the Carlton because my mother had been there, and I knew where to get how to get there. There was only two other cars in the parking lot. It was lunchtime, and I shut the motor off, and I'm riding. I had to listen to 5 more minutes, and I got the number, and I felt so good because I'm going to get this for my prayer group. Well, I turned the ignition, and I'm looking to back out. And out the back of the car, I seen a head. No, I said,
oh, God.
Nobody was around me. What could I see? I got out of the car, and as I turned to the back of the car, was a gentleman in a wheelchair, dressed in, I would say, an IBM suit. He looked terrific. He looked like he didn't belong there. And he was crying. I asked him. He says, you know, I'm here all alone. Nobody visits me, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, and I think God forgot about me and so forth. Well, I was in a very, very hurry. I had to go pick up my kids at school. I got my timing all right. And I thought, am I going to leave this man? I'm getting a tape for the prayer group. I need the tape for myself. So I stood there and I talked a little bit about God, and I told him about circumstances in life, and he's smiling. He said, well, would you stop by sometime? I said, well, I'm coming up tomorrow to see someone. I'll come up after lunch. He says, is it okay if I kiss you? I held my hand. He kissed me on the cheek, and I said, you have a blessed day. He says, you're going to have the most blessed day of your life today. So I just took it at his word. I wanted to push him in. He says, no, I'm going to stay out a little longer. I went to Fairfield Department Store. Unfortunately, there was nothing I wanted, so I headed to the Connecticut Post. Went to Alexander's, looking on the rack, couldn't find anything. A sales lady came up, and she asked me, oh, she says, we got some samples in this morning. Tell me what size. I think I have something for you. She came out with this two-piece, gorgeous, gorgeous die-for dress. And she said, I said, well, how much is it? She said, just try it on. Well, I tried it on, and it was something like Princess Diane, God rest her soul, would buy. It was just not overdressed, but it was a Grace Kelly dress. And I says, I have to buy it. So I took it off, and I went to the counter, and a lady was cashier. I says, I'd like to talk to the lady that just, she says, what lady? She says, I'm the only person. I said, no. She said, where did you get this dress? She said, this is, I said, well, it has your tag on it. She says, I've never seen it. So anyway, I bought the dress, and I
no
came
way.
Home, and my daughter was getting married like 4 or 5 months, and I was I saw I was making a gown, and she came home and she says, Mom, forget about the gown. Please forget about the gown. She said, this is the most gorgeous dress I've ever seen. I want you to wear it for my wedding. Now, I went to the Carlton the next day. He told me his name was Mr. Emmett. I could hear him very plainly, and they said they didn't have. I said, well, maybe I'm saying it wrong. So the nurse says to me, I'll let you come with me in every room, and you could see, because we don't like, because I was crying. I had made some cookies early in the morning. He was not at the Carlton. And to this day, when I think of the dress, I was in a hurry. I was not going to help this man because I was selfish. I was thinking about giving the tape to the prayer group when I needed the tape more than they did. And the little kindness that I did, I don't know where this dress came from other than Alexander's, but I call it my angel dress. Amen.
Wow, what a story.
What a story. Well, I like to write, and I write about a lot of things, and I have different stories. Everybody says you have O. Henry story. I'm just going to tell you this fast. Went in the bathroom, put the light on, and a feather came down. Now, I said to myself,
Sarah, you're going to have to call back next week with another one of your stories. We've run out of time, but I want to hear from you again. Sarah, this was unbelievable story about the man who wasn't there the next day, about the dress that wasn't there the next day. Maybe you're like the other person's grandmother who said that she thought maybe she was being tested. Maybe you were in a spiritual realm and you passed the test.
Well, we need more of this. Remember, happiness is contagious. We get it from
happiness
one another.
We do. Amen. Thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much.
Lisa. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us today and being part of the segment. Appointment Radio at 11:30 in the morning on Friday mornings, and we're going to post these as separate episodal podcasts. So if you missed it or want to hear it again, you'll be able to do so. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend.